BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Hollande says France's intelligence services have successfully dismantled a terror network, preventing a large-scale attack. He was speaking following the arrest of five men who prosecutors say were receiving orders via encrypted mobile apps from an Islamic State commander based in Iraq or Syria. They're suspected of planning to attack a high-profile target, such as the Christmas market on the Champs-Élysées or Disneyland Paris next Thursday. One of the closest allies of the Brazilian president, Michel Temer, has resigned in the latest corruption scandal to hit the country. The government secretary, Geddel Vieira Lima, has become the sixth minister to stand down from Mr. Temer's cabinet since he took over in May, promising to tackle corruption. Police across England have widened their investigations into child sex abuse within football after more ex-players broke their silence, alleging they'd been sexually abused as boys. One said a paedophile ring had been operating. Scientists have warned that Arctic ice is melting at an unprecedented rate because of unusually high temperatures. The researchers say this risks triggering uncontrollable climate change. The Assembly of Pakistan's Sindh province has passed a bill that outlaws forced religious conversions, the first of its kind in the country. Sindh includes Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi, and is also home to most of the country's tiny Hindu minority. Lawyers for the South African president, Jacob Zuma, say they'll mount a legal challenge to a report alleging that a wealthy business family, the Guptas, had undue influence over cabinet appointments. Mr. Zuma is due to appear before the governing ANC's Integrity Commission next week. President Putin has presented a Russian passport to the Hollywood action star Steven Seagal. Mr. Putin told him he hoped this would serve as a symbol of what he described as gradual normalization of relations between Moscow and Washington. BBC News.